Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We all love a good conspiracy theory. But if you add fortune and fame to the mix, it feels like they just get even crazier. Celebrity deaths bring out a special kind of conspiracy theory. Are your favorite celebrities really dead? Or was it faked?
Throughout human history, there have been stories. Stories that chill us to the bone, leaving us questioning the world around us and remind us that truth is often stranger than fiction. These tales echo through time. Whispers of unexplained disappearances, restless spirits, and crimes so baffling they defy logic. Tonight, we peel back the layers of reality to uncover the darkness lurking just beneath the surface. Was it fate, chance, or something far more sinister? Journey with us as we delve into the mysterious, the supernatural, and the true crimes that have haunted our collective consciousness. This is All Things Mysterious, where the shadows hold secrets, and every story is a puzzle waiting to be solved.
To start out with, we're going to look into the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. If you don't know who Elvis is and truly live under a rock, he was a bit of a controversy when he released his first big hit, Heartbreak Hotel, in 1956, and just got bigger from there. At the time, he was sex personified, and the masses flocked to his music and his image, bringing him a total of 14 Grammy nominations. But unfortunately, even with all the fame, Elvis did not lead a healthy life. We know heart problems ran in his family, and he was on as many as 14 different prescriptions to combat heart problems, diabetes, depression, and other illnesses we aren't even sure of. The problem with these 14 medications is often they can't safely be used with the other, which is what we believed to have happened with Elvis. There were adverse effects from his antidepressants and hypertension medicine that aggravated his already overworked heart, and he was found on August 16, 1977, unresponsive. Though he was immediately taken to a hospital, he was pronounced dead at 3:30 p.m. But many people refused to believe the King of Rock was actually dead. There was a sighting of a man that looked remarkably like Elvis, boarding a plane using the name he always used when booking hotels, which was John Burroughs, the day that he supposedly died. But why? Supposedly, Elvis had been targeted by the mafia. Gail Brewer Giorgio, who wrote Is Elvis Alive in 1988, went through a lot of research, thoroughly believing Elvis faked his death to go into hiding. The autopsy report confirming his death was supposedly in his own handwriting, confirmed by a handwriting expert. She even says she got a call from Elvis himself. There's also a photo, supposedly, of Elvis at his pool house taken after his supposed death. There have been numerous sightings in Kalamazoo, Michigan, though those were later blamed on impersonators there for a convention. There is even a society dedicated to Elvis sightings. But if Elvis is alive, he would be 90 years old today and probably close to unrecognizable. Do you think he faked his own death?
No, I do not.
I'm gonna be honest, with all of his health problems, I am kind of right there with you.
So let's start easy. So we know that he was on many medications, right?
A lot of them that contradicted each other,
Yeah.
yes.
So if he did fake his own death, he would still need to be on the same medications.
Some of them, yes. I would hope that probably he wouldn't be on the exact same ones that caused him
Well, but
those issues, if that really was a problem.
yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying is if he faked his own death, theoretically the prescriptions would be just fine, But either way, he'd still be on at least roughly the same medications, which you'd be able to easily track.
You would think so. And like, at the very least, he would be on some sort of the same kind. I know how doctors work. Before my grandmother passed away, she was on a host of different prescriptions. And she went to different doctors, and they didn't realize that this one interacted with that one in a bad way and all sorts of other things. And I don't know if she just forgot to tell them she was on this one or that one. And that's not what she eventually passed away from. But I'm gonna be honest, there was a possibility of that happening for sure, because I could not tell you how many we found when we were cleaning out her house. So freaking many that interacted with each other in bad ways. And I don't know if the doctors did know about it, how they could have possibly prescribed her all those different things.
Well, I mean, and there's also the cost benefit that they do. For instance, my dad was on prednisone for almost 20 years. Prednisone is very bad for the body and destroys your body very quick, very much so. But it was the only thing that controlled his asthma at the time. So it was either essentially die a slow death or die quickly. They knew that, what prednisone does to the body, especially long term, but it was just the best solution that they had. So, I mean, they may know that some of these medicines interact, but they also may make the choice that that's the best case scenario.
That's a really good point to make that I hadn't thought of, but it's true. I mean, he had so many different conditions. He was still trying to perform. So that's very possible. They could have been like, well, if you want to live, this is kind of our best shot.
Yeah. And that's the other thing is like, so he's on all these medications that, and some of them I'm sure he has to take. You can't just go into a new doctor, with a brand new identity and say, give me this medication. One, they're going to ask, if you're on it, they want to see your previous medical records, which obviously he won't be able to produce if he's trying to, fake his own death. I mean, there's just so much that doesn't make sense in reasons why he couldn't do this. I mean, yes, he was very rich at the time, but as soon as he dies, that money, he won't have access to any of that money. So unless he was like over years siphoning money to a secret account, which they would have been able to find evidence of after he died, and to my knowledge, they never have. So I mean, it's just people say rich people can, fake their own death, which to an extent they can, but not without a trace. There's going to be evidence.
Well, and in my opinion, you have to go through so freaking much to fake your own death. And the author of that book, she came up with this whole mob thing. And I'll get into more stuff later with other celebrities, but she came up with this whole mob thing. And in my opinion, that's a bit of a reach. Now, I have not read the book. I'm going to preface this by saying that. But he was the king of rock and roll. Like, he had a lot to live for and stay in the public face for. I wouldn't think he would really want to disappear.
No. And I mean, obviously, he's got that going on for him that he is very much a public figure. And we talked about other cases, the guy who's supposedly killed by the mob, Jimmy Hoffa. We talked about Jimmy Hoffa before, where he was killed by the mob. Let's just acknowledge that. And he was very popular in his area. But he definitely, at the time, was not like a national popular person. Now, move to Elvis Presley. He was an international figure.
Across the world.
The mob's not going to kill him. That's just way too much,
Publicity.
But they're not going to kill him. And he's not going to be able to fake his death because he is the most recognizable person in the world.
I mean, look at the fact that we literally have impersonators still to this day in 2024.
Yeah, he's got to be the most impersonated person in the world. But, and then it doesn't make sense. So after he supposedly died, he used the name that he always used on for flight, and it just makes no sense because why would you, if you're trying to disappear, you're not going to leave any trace, any clue.
No, I'd be coming up with a completely new persona at that point.
Yeah, you would have to. I mean, you can't use anything you've used in the past. You can't use anything connected to you. So either Elvis did fake his death and he was did it pretty stupid, because that's the only way we'd have any kind of clue that he did. Or he's actually dead and we're just trying to keep him alive. Which my bet is, that because that makes the most sense.
To be completely honest with you, if he did fake his death, I guarantee you he did not make it to 90.
No, not with all those conditions.
Nope.
Even if he did, he's definitely dead at this point.
Yeah, with all those conditions, there's just no way. I'm sorry.
I mean, honestly, even if he did figure that, I don't think he would have lasted much longer unless he already had a network in place where you could get into a doctor and get prescriptions, or if he somehow saved up enough prescriptions to last him for a while.
Supposedly, he traveled with like three suitcases of prescriptions. So, I mean, that's a possibility, but I don't know if that's 100% true or not, because I'm pretty sure I read it on like a gossip site and I did not think that was 100% true.
Yeah, but I mean, once he died, I mean, everything's gonna get inventoried. If there's prescriptions that are n missing, they're gonna know about it. So either it's a complete cover-up where they know about it and they're just not releasing that information, or it's just not there. Again, we've talked about this before on conspiracy theories. You can maybe get a few people to not spill the beans, but in something like this, I mean, you would have to have at least dozens of people involved to make it work effectively.
And again, just why?
Yeah.
In my opinion, unless there's something super secret that we just haven't figured out, there's just not a good reason for it.
Now, I will say something that could be possible is he could have been put in witness protection.
That's true. It's possible. But that would, oh man, that would not be a fun job for witness protection.
No, but I mean, it would be a lot easier for the government to stage his death and, make sure that he's taken care of afterwards. But again, you would have all these people who had to have knowledge of it, and eventually somebody would come out and say, this is the truth. So the fact that nobody has, I mean, hell, we got people coming out finally admitting that aliens actually visited the Earth. It's one of those things that I just don't think that it makes any sense. It's not, at least the form it is now, it's not plausible. It's too, he had too many health conditions. I mean, if you had no health conditions, it's a lot easier to go off the grid. But even having like diabetes, it'd make it almost impossible to fake your own death and move on to a new life right away. I mean, insulin is hard to come by.
I can't imagine it would have been any easier back then.
Exactly. It's a lot easier now if you have the money, but back then, it's not exactly easy to get to. Heck, I think you can even now some places buy insulin without even a prescription.
It's possible. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not 100% sure. I think it depends on the kind of insulin.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
But anyways, I don't think this is, I think he died. Tragic. Now, I don't know if it's actually true or not, but dying on the toilet is not exactly the way I want to die.
I know he died in the bathroom and he like collapsed. I'm not sure about if he was on the toilet.
That's what I heard. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. I never really looked too much into it.
Samesies.
But I know that he definitely let himself go over the years.
With all those conditions, I can't say I blame him that much.
But we definitely think that either way, he's no longer alive. Period.
Another famous artist gone too soon. Tupac. Another artist known for being controversial, but in a different way. Tupac was a West Coast rapper that began his career around 1991. His music often centered around what life was like for young black men. He released several records, one released even while incarcerated fighting the system. A lot of his music has political undertones, but as he grew as both an artist and as a person, and won R&B/soul or rap album of the year in 1997. His music grew into more of a threat against other rappers than a political fight. Tupac's life did not seem like an easy one. He had a lot of great friends, and he married Keisha Morris in 1995, though it was annulled less than a year later. For all the friends he had, it seemed like he had just as many enemies. In 1993, he was charged with sexual assault, but in 1994, was acquitted of the same crime. He was shot 5 times in Atlanta after shooting 2 off-duty police officers. Tupac said the police officers were harassing a black motorist and spouting off slurs, but the officers say that Tupac started it out of nowhere. On September 7, 1996, Tupac was shot 4 times in a drive-by shooting. In a white Cadillac, he passed away 6 days later. Due to a massive rivalry between him and the rapper Notorious B.I.G., it was thought that B.I.G. had a hand in his death. But shortly after, Notorious B.I.G. was also gunned down. It would be easy to see why Tupac would fake his own death. He'd been shot so many times, and if he didn't die from that, clearly he may want to hide out if he wanted to live. There have been photos and videos of a man looking eerily like Tupac living in Malaysia, released by one of Tupac's closest friend's sons. However, the video was supposedly taken in Cuba rather than Malaysia. But more video of a man looking like Tupac himself was released in 2004 from Cuba. And again, in New Orleans in 2009. Even some of his best friends answer the question if he's alive with, and I quote, "With Pac, you never know."
We do know. He died. For one very good reason. Like, Tupac was very close with his mom. I remember hearing about
him. He was. He was an extreme family guy. He was really, really close with his friends, his family. Yeah, he did. I'm going to say, like, he kept his friends close, and he kind of kept his enemies closer in a weird way. But I'm with you. I don't think he could keep away from his family for that long.
Well, not only that, but I mean, looking at, like, the, you know, videos and stuff of his mom after he died, that pain is real. So he would have had to actually fake his death and make his mom believe that he's dead. And to do that to a parent, I mean, that would be, like, the worst thing that you could do to a parent.
Well, and something that struck me with this one, he was in the hospital for 6 days. In my opinion, the people that tend to fake their own deaths and get away with it are people that are in and out of the hospital quickly. Mm-hmm. He wasn't afforded that. I feel like he really was in there suffering, probably on life support, and let go. Mm-hmm. Do I think that out of the people we're covering today, he had, I'm going to say, the most right to probably fake his own death and the most want to probably? He probably had the most will to, but I still don't think that it really happened.
Yeah, I mean, see, I wonder, like,
hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778 HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot of those, like, rap rivalries that are going on, I think it just seems like a lot of them are just for show. And I wonder how much of it was actually real and how much of it was just staged.
It almost feels like wrestling in a way. Like,
It really does. Like it's all, it almost feels like a reality TV show where you're like you have these people just fight each other just for the drama and just for, the views.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it's going to drive sales.
Yeah.
And it did.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, even like today, there's, you still got it, but not nearly to the extent that it was, which is another reason why I really do believe that it was staged for sales, basically. Because why isn't it still in existence today? Nothing much has changed. You just got a lot of new artists and stuff. But I don't know. Anyways, I don't, I'm with you that I think that it doesn't make sense for him being in the hospital for 6 days and then faking his death. I think if he was going to do that, he would be in the hospital and then leave quickly. If you're trying to fake your death, you would want to do it in a way that would make people believe it as quickly as possible. And it doesn't make sense. I think he definitely died. It's unfortunate because his music is really good. Heck, I remember listening to his music growing up.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I've never really been a big rap fan, but his lyrics are phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's definitely one of my favorites. But it just, I feel this is the same as Elvis. They're just trying to keep him alive. And I think it, in the end, it's hurtful to his mom, who I believe is still actually alive.
I think so. I didn't look into that, but I think she is.
She had to deal with not only the death of her son, but then still deal with the fact that, people are saying that it was faked and he's still alive and all the conspiracy theories. Like, I don't think people understand or like even care. These kind of conspiracy theories can be painful to the family members that are still alive.
Right, like she knows, I guarantee you she was there.
Yeah.
And then she gets to watch these videos of people who look extremely similar to her son, which don't get me wrong, there are people out there who look just like you. I know this for a fact. I've been told there are people out there, there's somebody out there, even somewhere close to my own city. There have been people that are like, I swear I just saw you.
Yeah.
It's weird and it's creepy, but it's true.
I will say 100% though, some of these pictures that they produce that say that it's Tupac don't actually look anything like him.
Oh God, some of the ones with Elvis that I saw, I was like, are we looking at the same picture?
Yeah. It just, again, the amount of people that would have to be involved. I definitely think there's a conspiracy theory involved, but I don't think it's the fact that he faked his own death. I think it's the fact that the police purposely botched the investigation.
I believe that. I believe that 100%.
We could tell by the way that they handled the investigation that they don't really care for Tupac, so I don't think they would help him fake his own death. And regardless, you would have to have the police involved somehow to help fake the death. And I don't see them doing that. I just don't.
No, not with all the things that he'd been involved in, and there's just no way.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely botched the investigation 100%. I don't think they would have been involved in helping him fake his own death. Especially since his basically last words at the scene were, wasn't it like fuck the police or something?
Yeah, it was something along those lines.
When the officer asked him who shot, his response was fuck the police. Which is kind of hilarious, honestly.
True Tupac style.
Yeah. But I think he died, unfortunately. It was definitely a loss to not only the rap industry, but I mean the musical industry in general. I definitely could see Tupac, if he were still alive, definitely branching out and collaborating with other artists and stuff. Kind of like Nelly does now.
No, he would have brought so much relevance to just so many different things and insight. He had so many different insights into different worlds that a lot of us aren't aware of.
All right. You've got artists like, Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. I think Tupac would have been way bigger than even them.
Oh, 100%.
And they're arguably probably the biggest names in rap. I think unfortunately he died. Sucks, but I think trying to keep him alive is only hurtful to his, relatives that are still alive. So I think we need to put this one to bed.
The only good part is that his music lives on.
Yeah, something of him does.
Our final celebrity death today is Princess Diana. To give you some background, like I have the other two, Diana was born on July 1st, 1961, close to the royal family. In 1981, while working as a nursery teacher's assistant, she met Prince Charles and they fell in love, getting married in July of the same year. They had two sons, William and Harry, and for a while, things looked happy for the newlywed couple. However, it soon became public knowledge that Charles had been having an affair, possibly more than one, and they divorced in 1996. She was known for both her charm and her sense, contributing to charity and always seeming regal and put together. And Diana was also not a woman that always listened to rules, and I certainly admired that about her. Princess Diana was a favorite among the royal family, which hit very hard when she was in a car accident on August 31st, 1997. She was in a tunnel with a friend, her bodyguard, and her driver, running from the paparazzi, when the driver lost control and hit a concrete pillar and spun the car around. The only survivor was her bodyguard. While we're not necessarily on the "Is Diana Still Alive?" conspiracy theory train here, Diana's butler published a note in 2003 saying they believed that her ex-husband could have possibly been planning an accident for her. Of course, he denies this. There were supposed to be 10 or more cameras on the way to the tunnel, but none of them captured Diana's car nor the crash itself. Due to problems at the mortuary, she was also embalmed almost immediately, resulting in almost no testing that could be done. All of these small things add up and begin to look a little like maybe this was not an accident.
Okay. So first off, we know it definitely happened, and it happened where they said it did, because there was paparazzi that were following her. And
yes,
instead of calling 911, they immediately go to take pictures of her instead of helping her, which is fucked up in so many ways.
Just the most disgusting human being thing to ever do. Just disgusting.
So that's not all. We obviously know that, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it wrecked exactly where it said it did. I don't even think that's necessarily controversy at this point. I think we kind of accept that.
Matt's face. I'm sorry. It's just, he's real riled up.
I hate conspiracy theories, and I especially hate this one just because some of the things, like, for instance, I know one of the reasons they say that is possibly a conspiracy theory is that the paramedics, you know, rushed her off the scene instead of stabilizing her. But what they fucking fail to comprehend, even though many people have already pointed this out, is that in France, their objective is to get the person to a hospital where they can get worked on immediately. Paramedics are not trained to be doctors, surgeons. They are to pick up the patient and get them to the hospital as quickly as possible.
Not to mention, there were paparazzi freaking everywhere.
Yeah.
I am sure they were doing their absolute best just to get her the frick out of there and try and get her some help.
Yeah. Because their job is not to stabilize the patient. Their job is to get the patient in the ambulance and get them to the hospital as quickly as they possibly can. That's just their protocol. It's not something that changed just for her. It's what they literally do all the time. It is tragic. Now, will I say that the royal family had nothing to do with it and didn't stage it in some way? No, I'm not going to say that. Because obviously the royal family would do something like that. I don't necessarily think that they did. Just because why? I mean, at this point, you know, their relationship was already over. I think they already, the divorce was already finalized and everything, right?
Yep, a year before.
Okay, yeah, so I just don't see why. You know, maybe if before they got divorced, maybe he would, just so they won't go through the divorce. But at that point, they're divorced. So why would they go through the trouble?
No, I agree with you on that. Now, the actual royal family, the queen, etc., I don't think that they would have had anything to do with it. I think they were on the roots of, you know, it's done, it's over, we're just gonna keep moving. I don't know, though, about Prince Charles. I don't know. Now, he says he has nothing to do with it.
Isn't it King Charles now?
It's probably King Charles now. I don't know. It was Prince at the time.
I don't remember. I don't pay attention to that. But
I don't know. I don't keep track of it, frankly.
Now, I will say, if the royal family was involved, or even if he was just involved, the queen definitely knew. I don't think anything happened that she didn't know about. But like I said, I just don't see the reason why. The royal family is very popular and very much influential over there. They're technically non-political, but they have probably more power than the politicians over there. Or at least they did at one point. I think that's definitely waning at this point, but definitely back then they did. I know they had two kids together. So it's not like a custody thing, because anything that he wants, he's going to get. If he wanted custody of the kids, he was going to get it. And it didn't really matter, you know, what she said. So it's not like he had to kill him. And from what I understand, he wasn't the greatest father anyway, so I don't think he really wanted the kids full time.
No, the whole thing was just super messy, and truly I admire how Diana handled it, because she handled it with such grace. But there are so many different things that were said to have happened about the crash. Supposedly, there was possibly this light that happened before the crash that caused him to swerve. Supposedly, Diana was supposedly this incredibly religious person who wore her seatbelt all the time, which so am I. I mean, I'm the kind of person, I'm in such a habit of wearing my seatbelt that when I move from the pump at the gas station to, like, the parking spot at the gas station, I will put my seatbelt on out of habit, even though I'm literally moving, like, 20 feet. I will do it, and then I'll forget it's on and try to get out of the car, and it's, oh, wait a second. Apparently, she was about the same way, but she wasn't wearing a seatbelt at the time. And so a lot of people also use that. They're like, well, she wasn't wearing a seatbelt, so there's some sort of conspiracy theory here, which I'm not exactly sure where that was going. And then there's the conspiracy theory about, you know, the mortuary not being able to, they couldn't keep her cold, is what happened. They were a problem. So they had to kind of keep like dry ice in the room and keep it like really cold. But that wasn't working. So they were just like, got to do this right now. So they couldn't, you know, do any tests or anything along that sort. And I think people use that as a, well, something definitely happened. We couldn't look at what was really in there. I don't know. Something for sure happened, whether it was a planned crash or not. Whether it was her ex-husband or not, whether it was just a horrible accident and there were every possible bad scenario that happened all at once, we don't know.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, though, but there was still an autopsy then.
I think so, and I couldn't actually figure out what happened, but it was revealed that she died because of the crash and because she was not wearing her seatbelt.
Yeah. And I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that they still did an autopsy.
It was just very rushed.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, either way, even if they weren't having the issues, it was going to be very rushed anyways. With her status around the world, they were going to want to do an autopsy as quickly as possible. Just to try to get ahead of the conspiracy theories. Because, I mean, regardless, pretty much anytime any celebrity dies, especially that young, there's always a conspiracy theory. It's not a surprise. And even if she died, you know, even if she died when they were still together and there was no signs of any trouble, I mean, that's instantly what people would go to. Well, there was trouble and he had killed her.
Oh, for sure. Because it's always the spouse.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's tragic she died. I don't think there's anything more to it. I mean, I don't see why he would risk everything to kill her. I mean, yes, he probably wouldn't. Even if he did, he probably would never see jail. But
even
it wouldn't.
Then, I just feel like doing it this way would have been so much harder than finding a different way.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't see the point. Like, again, at that point, he was already with the other girl.
Yeah, both had new partners by then.
Of course, he was, you know, with her before they were actually divorced, but that's another story.
Accurate.
But like I said, I don't see a motive. It'd be different if it happened in the UK. Where he actually did have power. I mean, it happened in France, so they're not going to have as much sway as they do in the United Kingdom. I mean, they could. I don't know how that works, but definitely I don't think they have the same amount of power. I don't see anything. It's tragic, definitely. I remember seeing the funeral being televised.
I think it was one of my first big memories at that age, because I was little.
I remember seeing old interviews of her, and She was a great person. She really was. Like, I don't think anybody's going to deny that. She was definitely probably the most beloved member of the royal family out there.
I believe so, 100%. And I think that's why there are so many conspiracy theories that spin around her like this, because they just don't want to admit what happened, that
No.
it probably was just a horrible accident. And it most likely was. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. But she is dearly missed.
Nah.
Yeah, and again, I think it's one of those things where no matter how she died, there's going to be a conspiracy theory. Anytime someone dies young, especially someone that influential, and there's already all this hatred for the royal family as it is, which don't get me wrong, I think the hatred is definitely well warranted, but I just don't think that they necessarily had anything to do with her death. I think it was just an accident. Trust me, the royal family is shitty enough as it is. I don't think we really need to add that to it to make them any shittier than they already are.
Agreed.
In 2024, why the fuck do we even have kings and queens anymore and princes and princesses?
Because tradition.
I don't know. That just seems like something that just needs to die. They don't even run the country. The United Kingdom has an actual government.
Because tradition.
I don't know. It's stupid. But anyways, she died. Definitely an accident. Definitely tragic. Period. End of story.
All the small details are what makes a conspiracy theory add up. So, what do you believe? Elvis would be about 90 years old now if he's still alive. Is Tupac hiding out from his enemies in Cuba? And was Princess Diana's death not an accident at all? Let us know your opinions.